I'm thankful this morning that we can discuss the Word of God together as we think about entering God's gates with thanksgiving. Let's turn over to Psalm 100, Psalm 100, and read together from God's Holy Word this morning. Psalm 100. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. I'm sure that most of you are very keenly aware that this coming Thursday is the national holiday that we celebrate called Thanksgiving. And it is, in fact, my favorite holiday of the year. I like Thanksgiving more than any other holiday that we celebrate throughout the year. I'm certainly not discounting the fun and enjoyment that I get from all the other holidays that we have, but Thanksgiving is my favorite. And it's my favorite partially because we get to give thanks for all the wonderful things that we have within our lives, and that is recognized on a national basis. I also like the food. So, Thanksgiving is a wonderful, wonderful holiday. And this morning I would like to think a little bit about being thankful as we consider Thanksgiving coming up and as we think about what it means to be thankful as God's people. As we've read here this morning from Psalm 100, we have in verse 4, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name." Certainly, as we think about Thanksgiving, that's something that we need to be doing on a daily basis, not just once a year. And I know that you know that. But as we read the Scriptures, thankfulness is one of those things that we encounter so often in the Bible. And it's emphasized so much. And it's something that we really need to think about on a regular basis. Psalm 100 is a psalm of praise. It's what we would consider to be an opening song, a song of welcoming, a song of entering in, a song of giving thanks and praise to the name of God. It speaks of coming before God's presence and entering His gates. The psalmist speaks of the relationship that God's people have with Him. Notice in verse 4, "Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." It speaks of the goodness and of the mercy of the Lord. Verse 5, "For the Lord is good and His mercy is everlasting and His truth endures unto all generations." And so when we come to worship God, we should come with all of these thoughts within our heart, but particularly with the thought of thanksgiving. This morning, let's think about entering God's gates with thanksgiving. We enter God's gates with thanksgiving because thankfulness is the only appropriate response for what God has done for us. It is appropriate to be thankful. We enter God's gates with thanksgiving, number two, because thanksgiving brings about a change of attitude within our lives. When we are thankful, our attitude is different. And then number three, we enter God's gates with thanksgiving because thanksgiving spurs us into action for the welfare and benefit of others. When we are a thankful people, we are a people who truly act for the benefit of others. So let's think about these three things this morning as we think about entering into God's gate with thanksgiving. First of all, thanksgiving is the only appropriate response for what God has done for us. It is appropriate to be thankful. Think about who God is. God is our Creator. Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 12, Isaiah writes the words of the Lord here, who says, "I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens and all their hosts, have I commanded. He is our Creator. He is the one who is responsible for everything being in its place the way it is today, and responsible for our lives also, our Creator. It is appropriate to be thankful to God simply for the fact of the creation. But consider that God also sustains us. He prolongs our lives. He provides on a daily basis for all of the things that we need. Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, we read, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee." He sustains us from a physical perspective, and he also sustains us spiritually as his children. And so God is our Creator, and God is our Sustainer. But then also God is our Redeemer. Isaiah 44 and verse 6, "Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first, and I am the last, and besides me, there is no God." The Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. He's redeemed us out of our sins and out of our iniquities with the blood of His Son, Jesus the Christ, so that we might be a people of His possession. Our Redeemer. It is who God is that helps us to understand that we need to be thankful on a daily basis. Now, because God is these things, we really have no right to be anything but thankful when we think about who He is. Thankful for our existence. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Giving thanks for all things. How often do we stop and give thanks for all the little details within our life, for every little thing that helps our life go along smoothly and continuously and improves and enhances and helps our life? We can give thanks for those things, and we should give thanks for those things, as God is the one who has provided for them. We're thankful for our existence. We're also thankful for our daily bread. Consider 1 Timothy 4 and verse 4. "For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving." This is talking about eating food on a daily basis. All of those things that we take for granted, God has provided. Think about how that food has come to our table. Think about all of the hands that have been involved in the production and transportation of all that food. Think about where that food grows and the rain and the sustenance in the soil that provides for the health of that food and all that goes into that. And there's no reason for us not to be thankful, because God is involved in all of those processes, and He's involved in giving us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need in order to discern what is useful for food and what is not useful for food, and how we can appropriately partake of those things. And so we give thanks to God for all of that. We give thanks to God mostly for our salvation. Romans chapter 6 and verse 17. "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you." God be thanked is what the Apostle Paul says. Now, I know a lot of times when we look at Romans chapter 6, we're thinking about baptism and the importance of baptism, or obedience and the importance of obedience, and righteousness and the importance of that. But Paul says, God be thanked. God be thanked. And that's exactly what we need to do within our lives. And what we are doing this morning as we come together and worship God as the church, we are thanking Him for all of the things that He has done for us. Thankful for our existence, thankful for our daily bread, thankful for our salvation. Indeed, how could we be anything other than thankful for what God has done? Thanksgiving requires us to focus on the blessings that God has provided. Now think about that for a minute. When we're thankful, we're enabled to count our blessings and to name them one by one. When we stop focusing on those blessings that God has provided, we actually lose perspective when it comes to Thanksgiving. If we stop being thankful, we start taking things for granted. When we stop being thankful, we stop thinking about being blessed. When we stop being thankful, we really stop our relationship with God to some degree. And so when we lose our perspective regarding Thanksgiving, our relationship with God will begin to suffer and sin will begin to enter into our lives once again. How necessary, therefore, is it that we be thankful at every moment of our life for everything that is going on with our life and enjoy the blessings that God has provided for us and to truly be appreciative of that which God has given. Let's be thankful, because thankfulness is the only appropriate response for what God has done for us. But let's be thankful, because being thankful brings about a change of attitude. What attitudes does thankfulness affect? Thankfulness affects all of our attitudes, if you really think about it. But I just want to talk about three this morning, three attitudes primarily that we have within our life. First of all, we're going to look at the attitude of humility. Secondly, the attitude of prayer. And then third, the attitude of joy. And let's think about how thankfulness affects each one of those attitudes. Thankfulness leads to humility when we think about our attitudes. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 23 says this, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." To say thank you to someone means acknowledging someone else's contribution. It's actually honoring that person when we are thanking them for what they have done for us. When we are acknowledging the things that they have done within their lives to benefit us. Thankfulness is something that we need to do. We need to acknowledge other people in regard to being thankful to them. And that will change our attitude, because it will help us to see that we are not self-sufficient. It will help us to remove that pride from our life that interferes so much with all of our decision-making and with others and our relationship with others, and especially our relationship with God. Thankful people are indeed humble people, and that's why we need to be thankful. But thankfulness also leads to dependence upon God in prayer. In Philippians 4 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul writes this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." When we fail to be thankful, when we fail to turn to God in prayer to thank Him for all the things that He has given us, then that leads to anxiety and worry and tension within our lives and problems, mental problems. Why? Because we are not thankful. Because we are not acknowledging the true source of our blessing. Because we aren't recognizing our need to put faith in God and to be thankful for Him. Yes, thankfulness leads to dependence upon God in prayer. And indeed, the thankful person will be a praying person, because he will be bending the knee to God to thank Him on a regular basis. And he will be praying to God for other things as well. When we are thankful in prayer, we do recognize our reliance upon God in all things. And when we are thankful for others, we recognize our dependence and our need for help within our lives from them. So thankfulness leads to dependence upon God in prayer, and it will help our attitude in prayer. And thankfulness leads to joy as well. In Psalm 97, verse 12, we read, "Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of His holiness." Thankfulness leads to joy. We were talking about that a little bit in our Bible class this morning. How that as God's people, we need to be joyful. We need to be thankful for the things that God has done for us. We need to rest in God's assurances. We need to put our faith in Him and be happy with the situations that we are in, because He is involved in all of that. God is present even here and even now. acknowledging our worship to Him and how thankful are we that He is here by our sides today. People who are thankful, now listen to this thinking. People who are thankful are people who are content. If we're thankful for what we have, we are content with what we have because we are glad to have what we have. It's people who are not thankful who become discontent. But now, if we're a content people, then we are a people who rejoice because we're content with such things as we have, and being content with such things as we have, we can rejoice in those things. And if we're a rejoicing people, we're going to be a happy people. And if a happy people, then we're going to be exuberant in the knowledge of God's blessings within our lives. You see, thankfulness and joy, they go together. And they are married to one another so that you cannot separate them. And so that when we're thankful, we're joyous. If you really want to be happy, then be thankful. Be thankful to God. Be thankful to your spouse. Be thankful for your children or your parents. Be thankful for all of the things that surround you within your life on a daily basis. Be thankful for everything and everyone that you come into contact with. If we fill our thoughts with gratefulness, then you know what? There's not going to be any room for ingratitude and discontent. Because we're only going to be thinking thankful thoughts, grateful thoughts, and those are good thoughts to think. But then finally this morning, as we think about thankfulness, we realize that to be a thankful people is something that spurs us into action. Yes, thankfulness is appropriate. Thankfulness gives a good attitude, but then thankfulness causes us to act within our lives. When we're thankful, we really want others to share in those blessings that we have. Consider Psalm 102 and verse 22 in this regard. It says, "And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving." Well, there's an interesting twist on what it means to have a sacrifice. Thanksgiving as a sacrifice. "Let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing." When we are thankful, we're going to be declaring the works of God with rejoicing. Now think about this for a minute. When we're thankful for food, clothing, and shelter, we're going to want others to have that food, clothing, and shelter, to be thankful for those things as well. When we're thankful for a good life, we're going to want others to have a good life. When we're thankful for God and for our salvation, we're going to want others to have a relationship with God and to be saved also. Thankfulness creates within us a sense of desiring others to have the same blessings that we have. And when we want others to have these blessings, we will certainly apply our efforts and work diligently toward that end. Consider the example of Jesus in John chapter 6 and verse 11 when He was there feeding the 5,000. It says, "And Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would." He gave thanks for those things, and in giving the thanks, He then made distribution to others. Jesus' thankfulness for the bread and the fish was translated into an overflowing abundance of food, and they picked up 12 baskets of fragments. Now that's what thankfulness can do in the hands of the Son of God. And thankfulness can do wonderful things within your lives and within your hands as well. Let us be a thankful people. Consider also the meaning and significance in this regard of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is to be a time of thankfulness, a time when we give thanks for the body of Jesus and the bread. We give thanks for the fruit of the vine and the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. We do show the Lord's death till He comes, and we proclaim in that Lord's Supper thankfulness for what God has done for us and for what He can do for others as well. And in partaking of the Lord's Supper and thinking and being thankful for what God has done, it should make us want to go out and tell others and to share that knowledge with others so that they too will have within their lives the blessings that we have. And so thankfulness spurs us into action. It spurs us to worship God. It spurs us to keep ourselves pure in our minds and in our thoughts. And it spurs us to help others. Consider, in closing here, Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15. By Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, doing what? Giving thanks to His name. Giving thanks to His name. Someone was once asked this question, what is the, in one word, how can you summarize the life of the Christian? How can you summarize everything that he responds to God with for what God has done for him? And his answer to that question was this, thank you, thank you. Because when you think about all that God has done, when you think about all that we've become as a result of Him, when you think about everything that God is and who we are in relationship to Him, we cannot help but simply say thanks. Thanksgiving. It is the only appropriate response for what God has done. It is an attitude that brings about a change of attitude in so many other things. And it is that which spurs us into action for the well-being and benefit of others. Oh, how we need to be a thankful people. Are you thankful to be here this morning? I certainly hope that you are. But perhaps as we've been reflecting upon these thoughts, you've realized that you haven't been as thankful to God as you need to be. And perhaps you've realized that you're not even in a relationship so that you can be thankful to God. You don't even know what that is. Well, this morning, we want you to be in that relationship. We're thankful to God, and we want others to be thankful to Him as well. And how can you start on that path of thanksgiving and gratitude and living that Christian life? By hearing the words of Jesus Christ and believing in Jesus and who He is. Repenting of your sins, because those sins are those things that prevent you from being thankful. Sins separate you from God. They take you away from the very attributes and characteristics of who God really is. Repent of those sins. Confess Jesus as the Christ and be baptized for the remission of sins. And God will be thanked. God be thanked that you will have given your life in service to Him and to righteousness instead of to sin and to Satan. Are you a Christian? Do you need the prayers of the congregation so that you can be more thankful within your life? We can help you with that this morning as well. Whatever your need might be, won't you come now while we stand and sing this song of encouragement?